Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get a little football in the mix, shall we? David, let's continue our series of Super Bowl preparation today, Blitz things. Yes, David.
Well, not the Super Bowl. That's what's not going on in New Jersey, I tell you that.
Cheap shot?
Well, my team isn't doing any much better. So.
Really? Heard your uncle's still at the craps table.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. So we've gone over a lot of things here. For the Super Bowl, we've gone over some food items. I want to go over what the most popular game day delicacy is so far.
Okay.
We talked about wings. That's number one, of course. Yeah. We all know that. Pizza's number four.
Can we stop for one moment?
Sure.
If you are hosting a Super Bowl party, wings are one of the worst ideas. Let's think this over. Most adults are giant man babies anyways. Now you're handing them a sauced item that they have to eat with their hands in your home. Come on, man. You're lucky if the people you invite to your house bathe. Where do you think their chicken finger hands go? Right on the upholstery.
So you're dousing the wings in sauce?
No, I'm saying I'm advocating that if you're doing a Super Bowl party, here, slander away, you got to get boneless. It requires a utensil. It's from plate to mouth. You can't handing chicken wings is handing a machine gun to a baby.
So basically chicken tenders.
Yes. I'm not doing this argument. I'll leave that for Doug and Scott. The point I'm making to you is you have to keep your house clean. Got to go to bonus run for the party.
I think once you have a party, you realize your house is not going to be clean. Your house is going to be trashed when the Super Bowl is over.
You know what? I don't associate with those type of people.
Even if you have great friends.
What, are you having Guns N' Roses at the house?
No, but it's still going to be a mess when everybody leaves.
See, the thing is, they don't have it categorized, but they do say that 1.4 billion wings will be eaten during the game. So it doesn't say what's boneless and what's not.
God, that's like four wings per American.
Actually, what it is that's enough to circle the earth three times.
With wings?
Yes.
Food and...
I think that the wings is just, you know, all encompassing. But so wings are one. You said pizza's four.
Pizza's four.
Are you going to tell us what two and three are?
I am.
Oh, because I'm like, wait.
I am.
What?
Right. Stoney likes the white meat. Okay.
Nothing wrong with that,
David.
Number two is buffalo chicken dip. What I found interesting is that when they list out, they have a map here of what states love what. And Michigan is one of the states, mostly Midwest here, that loves the buffalo chicken dip.
No, thank you, Gov. Let me tell you why. This is a working theory I have, being that I don't know if you're aware of this, wasn't born here. The Midwest doesn't know how to cook. You are what I call the crockpot region. So people who can't cook all invariably own crockpots. What is easy to make in a crockpot? This Frankenstein dip known as buffalo chicken dip. Places like Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa. Wow. It's the crockpot region. You know, like, well, Trump's renaming a lot of things right now. We should rename the Great Lakes region the crockpot region.
Sounds awful elitist to me.
Or factual.
It's not factual.
I agree with him. I think there's a segment of this Midwest that does it, that doesn't know how to cook.
Well, that's like saying, well, whoever owns a microwave can't cook. Like, That's not
saying,
fair.
Rico, we don't have to worry about that. We know how to cook.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying.
Thank you, TJ. What's your view on buffalo chicken dip? This would be a no-go for me. Again, slobs. Can't have it in the house.
Okay, why? Is it?
They have to dip a chip, then go from container to face. It's a disaster.
Well, it will also go with number three, which is spinach artichoke dip as well. So,
See, you crockpot people.
So... Now, I just want, so what is the thing that you eat at your house that won't make a mess at all?
No, I'm saying if you do a Super Bowl party, there's a way to mitigate risk.
Crackers?
No, you would do pizza, you would do stromboli, you would do boneless wings. We're not doing the dips.
What about the toppings that fall off of the pizza?
Now you're making things up. Only places that don't know how to make a pizza have topping slippage. Come on.
That's true, too.
Thank you.
I agree. You have to protect yourself from your guests if you're hosting a party.
That's it. It's war.
Yeah.
When you have a Super Bowl party, it is war. You have to approach it like the teams. So it is SEAL Team 6. You have got to have a plan.
Am I missing something here?
I feel like Mike, if he's hosting a party, is just constantly scanning his guests.
Right.
No, don't drop that.
Ah! You! It's the new commercial.
Coaster on the table. Put a coaster
it's
down.
It's the new commercial at Saban. There's a great barbecue outside. Don't use it.
That's you.
No, I just...
Check in at 2 p.m. Check in at 2 p.m.
Right. Hey, you know what? Welcome to the Villani household. Here's the napkins. Hey, Mike. Here. Napkins. I'm giving you 10 to start off with. I expect none.
Get out. All right, next.
All right, so... This is kind of interesting to me. I've gone through.
He's got a whole sauce area like smoking.
He can't
eating
let it
sauce
go.
Over there. Sorry.
Here's this the sauce staging area. Right.
This is because a lot of people like to bet the coin toss.
Yeah, they're called
the
degenerates. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So here I have a question for you before we when we start this.
Okay.
It's been 58 Super Bowls.
Yes.
How many times has it been heads or tails?
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you know the what? Reason I'm asking is because I couldn't believe what I just saw.
I'm going to say...
What does Taylor Swift want?
Oh, there's more on the Chiefs and the coin toss coming up. You're going to love it.
David, let's just go with... You say it's 58 Super Bowls. Super Bowls. Let's say it's... What, 29? 29?
No. I'll say 38 times it's been tails.
I just made that up.
You're right. It is split down the middle, 29 and 29.
Okay, timeout. Challenge flag. He knew that answer. You're playing coy. You're a liar.
I didn't.
Get out. It feels like he knew the answer.
He knew the answer.
He said, it's 29.
Math. Guys, it's math. It's 50-50.
But it could have been 38 on one side. It could have been 34 on one side.
No, it's not. It's 50-50 because the coin doesn't have a memory. So it's still 50-50 each and every time you flip
the coin. That doesn't guarantee that it's going to be 29-29.
But, David,
it could have
the
been
best shot is
50-50.
Of... That's your best odds.
Well, let
that's
me give you this.
That's just called math, people.
Let me give you this, and this will kind of lead into the more hate for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, I'm all in. Yes.
Because the team that wins the coin toss loses the Super Bowl more often than not. In the past, over the last decade, more of them that have won the toss have lost the game, except for the Chiefs. They are the only team in the last 10 years to win the toss and also win the Super Bowl. The last two Super Bowls, they have done that. So they win the toss. It doesn't matter. They're going to win the game. Doesn't matter what other teams do. They win the toss and they lose. I hate the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs.
But how do you really feel?
I don't really know where to go with that one. So sauce or no? No, I'm kidding.
No. I'm just telling you. There are rules to hosting a party. I mean, I know you can't let it go. Listen, I don't know about you. I don't hang out. I don't know. Kenny must hang out with animals. I'm not letting people come to the house and trash it. There are rules. That's how this works.
All right, let's get to this here. Little quiz for you.
Kenny's hanging out with the Bumpus Hounds.
Little quiz for you.
So if I show up to your house with a guy named Ahmed Gardner, would you let me in?
Oh, Sauce?
Yeah. Because technically he is sauce.
But he'd have
stop.
Yeah,
that.
He'd have to stay in the kitchen. He ain't eating that in the living room.
Okay.
That's not happening.
All right. So a little quiz here for you. Six coaches have led two different NFL teams to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Winning it. Can you name some of them?
To win the Super Bowl.
Yes. Or I'm sorry, to make the Super Bowl.
All right, I got one right off the top.
Wait, they made the Super Bowl?
Just making the Super Bowl.
Okay,
Dick Vermeil. He took the Eagles and Rams.
Correct.
There's one. All right, Rico Beard, over to you. Center square.
I was about to say, no, Andy Reid never made it as an Eagle.
Yes, he did. Terrell Owens game against the Patriots.
He did.
Year before Katrina.
Bingo.
Yes.
I got you, buddy, even though you're a slanderous SOB. Over to Kenny Cott. Can you name one of the coaches who has brought two different teams to a Super Bowl?
No.
You're terrible.
I'm terrible at this game. I'm going to pass.
All right. Damn it. I got to think. It's How live many radio.
Is it? You named two, so there are four more left.
There are four more? Wow.
Yeah, there's six total.
It's so hard, and we're live on the air. Yeah. I don't have time.
I'll
just
give
go.
It to you. Don Shula, Miami and the Colts.
Christ, that was the Stone Ages.
Bill Parcells.
Mike McCarthy.
Took the Patriots and the Giants.
You know what? Wow. Shame on me. The Big Tuna did do it twice.
Mike McCarthy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Packers and Cowboys, right?
Yeah. Mike Holmgren, Packers in Seattle.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Seattle. All I think about with the Holmgren era Seahawks is, well, we're taking the ball and we're going to score. Damn.
Well, there is an NFL team that has made the Super Bowl four times, but have never led in any of the games. That's what we'll close with.
Has never led.
Never led in the four Super Bowls.
Four Super Bowls. All right, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, I was, but you'll just call me bad names.
No, so. I won't. Please.
And, David, let me ask this. Do they have a ginger at quarterback this year?
Minnesota Vikings, Bud Wilkinson era? David?
He knows. He's looking this up. Yes, it is the Minnesota Vikings. It is the Minnesota Vikings.
There's only two teams that lost four Super Bowls.
That's true. We went over that yesterday, yes.
The Bills were actually good in the first
game. And they scored.
And they
were leading.
They had a lead.
Yes.
Yeah, you hate
at some
to
point
see
in
it.
The
Minnesota
game.
Was just a purple pinata.
Yeah, exactly. All four games. Yes. We didn't have a lead, man.
David,
that's
they
crazy.
Were horrible in all
That's
the games.
Why I tell you things like I'd rather go 3-14 than have that existence.
No, but...
You're not giving your fan base a chance to even hope.
You need at least one. Now, yes, four is difficult. But you need at least one time that people can say, but look at the – because think about it. If the Lions never make it, we'll talk about last year's championship game.
What are you
game.
Talking about? They've already won three of them. Signed, Jim Costa, Livonia.
And on that note
– I'll get your disco shirts on, you son of a
– And on that note, that is your Super Bowl Blitz.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.